with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Paul P. Adams. The Strong Side is presented by Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine, Randy's Hunting Center, 269 Guns, Thumb Bank and Trust, Thompson Chevrolet, Go Thompson, and Sure Health, better life. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, powered by Agra Valley Services.
The district championships have been crowned, and now just eight teams remain in each 11-player division. Good evening and welcome to the WLEW Sports Network's presentation of The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1. I'm Clark Ramsey, your host, and joining me tonight is a true professional. He even has license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen.
Thank you, Clark. Happy to be here, and what an outstanding performance by the Bearcats we saw on Friday night.
Also with us in studios is sports editor of the Huron County View, Paul P. Adams.
Thanks, Clark. And Ubley was outstanding, and so were the Lakers against Hemlock. Can't wait to talk about them, too.
The Ubley Bearcats took care of business, shutting out Marlette 42-0 to secure their third straight district championship, and Lakers held Hemlock to a lone score on the road. Unfortunately, we saw North Huron's season come to an end, falling short to Aubrey Sims by just 6 points.
That was a heck of a ball game. I mean, back and forth. We knew both teams could score. We really thought North Huron's physicality would slow down Aubrey, but they seemed to answer every punch that North Huron threw at them.
It was a surprising weekend, a few scores across the state, and that's one of them. I really never expected North Huron to go down to Aubrey.
It's an all-in-depth look of the first and second week of the playoffs, and it's all right here on Sports Radio 102.1 FM and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. The Strong Side is presented by Thumb Bank and Trust, Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine, Randy's Hunting Center, in Bad Axe 269, Guns, Thompson Chevrolet and Wolverine Auto Brokers, and Sure Health, better life, are you sure? The second week of the postseason is complete, and left side or right side, you're listening to The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Your home, Price Go Football, is the WLEW Sports Network. When we return, we'll have all the action from week number two, the district championships in 11-player football.
Thompson Car Company, Thompson Chevrolet, and Wolverine Auto Brokers, the most reputable car companies in the Thumb, are combining forces to serve you even better than ever before. That's right, Thompson Car Company, part of Thompson Chevrolet, has merged with Wolverine Auto Brokers in Bad Axe to provide the best car buying experience in the Thumb.
This is Travis Thompson from Thompson Chevrolet in Ubley and Wolverine Auto Brokers in Bad Axe. With the merger of Thompson Car Company and Wolverine Auto Brokers in Bad Axe, we can now provide our customers with a greater buying experience along with service after the sale at our Wolverine Auto Brokers Service Center facility.
That's right, Travis. This is Dave Nye, Service Manager at Wolverine Auto Brokers in Bad Axe. If you want the best service for your car, truck, van, or SUV, come see us. We carry top brands of tires, as well as many other mechanical services like shocks, brakes, tune-ups, oil changes, check engine light diagnosis, and more.
So if you want the best car buying experience in the Thumb with service after the sale, come see us at Wolverine Auto Brokers in Bad Axe and Thompson Chevrolet in Ubley, serving our friends and neighbors since 2006.
We're talking with Dr. Dan Drake, the newest doctor to join Sure Primary Care, Bad Axe. So Dr. Drake, what's your role as a primary care provider?
My role really is to help coordinate care. First, giving someone an impression as to what's going on and obviously seeing what I can handle in the office. And if I can't handle it, my job is to really coordinate care and get somebody where they can go. My role also is trying to help out with services within the community itself or being able to address social needs. Really going after social determinants of health is a big function of primary care providers. And what I tell my patients when I see them the first time is your health, it's not mine. My role really is making sure that you understand what's going on with your health and forming a comprehensive plan for you. I tell my patients too that you're the captain of your own ship in this way. I can tell you which way the wind blows, and my job is to make sure you don't crash up on the rocks. But ultimately, I want to make sure that we're making healthy choices for you so you can lead a healthy life.
To learn more about Dr. Dan Drake, go to sure.org, or to make your appointment at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe, call 989-623-9300. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Left side or right side, you're listening to The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1 with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Paul P. Adams. In the voices we actually sound like, unlike last week when we were chipmunks, we figured things out and we are happy to say we sound normal. We just may not be normal. All right, let's take a look at that second week of the postseason scoreboard. We'll start out in A-player football Division II. The only local team left were the North Huron Warriors. They fell short in Augray, 48-42 in a very close and high-scoring first half, and only three touchdowns between the two teams in the second half. Colon takes out Morris with 21 unanswered points in this fourth quarter to come back and win. It was 22-8 at the end of the third, and Colon puts up three touchdowns to win 29-22, putting an end to Morris's season. In Division 7, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers took care of business, scoring one touchdown in every single quarter, and they took out the Hemlock Huskies on a neutral field in Freeland. It was supposed to be in Hemlock. That game was moved because of field conditions. Lakers now 9-2 in the season, secures the district championship, their first since 2017, 28-7 over the Huskies. They will now go on to play Pawama Westphalia, who the Pirates took care of New Lothar 53-21. Pawama Westphalia had 296 yards rushing and 15 carries for 147 yards for Dak Ewalt with four scores. Impressive night there for Pawama Westphalia. In Division 8, then, the game of the week on the WLW Sports Network, the Ubley Bearcats blank the Marlette Red Raiders 42-0 in a commanding game for the Bearcats, and they now go on to play Breckenridge, the Huskies. Is that the Huskies as well?
I believe so.
You are right. Yeah, I had to double. I thought that was a typo on my part. Breckenridge, the Huskies, 41 over Fowler with 32 points in a wild second half. Dave Hansen, first thoughts here on this week's scoreboard.
Well, I'm going to jump right into Paul's specialty. The biggest surprise for me is Morris going down at home. I would have thought that happened. I took 21 answered in the fourth quarter. Colin's always been a really good team. This is an outstanding win, maybe one of the best wins in that school's program of late anyways. And to me, that one blew my mind. I know it's not our local team, but I just couldn't believe the score of that game when I saw it come in.
Well, I don't know if you guys noticed on the sidelines at Ubley, we had an impromptu Thumb Sports Writers meeting because pretty much the entire Thumb Sports Writers Association was there. And at halftime, we were meeting and going, you know, we're all on our phones going through Twitter. And we see Morris up 22-8, and we just assume, well, here, you know, Morris taking care of business, nothing to worry about there. It wasn't until I got home and I heard that Morris lost. And to me, the most surprising score of the weekend, even more than North Huron going down, because I thought Morris was a sure thing. And now when you look at the outcome of that game, if North Huron would have won, North Huron would have hosted that semifinal against Colon. So, you know, not only are they dealing with the sting of losing, but they had the possibility of hosting a state semifinal. So just there's a lot of hurt, a lot of heartache going on in North Huron this weekend for what could have been.
Yeah, looking at Division 7, I was really impressed with the Lakers. They were favored, in our opinion. They did their job. They took care of business. Like I said, I think a healthy Bad Axe team would have beat Hemlock, but they were banged up, so Hemlock squeaked by them, and Lakers did exactly what we thought they should, and that was take it right to them right from the get-go. Nice long drive, scoring once in every quarter. Was really impressed with them, and obviously the Bearcats, they were heavily favored and showed why as they took it to Marlette there at home.
We're going to break down this game a little bit later, but in Division 8, Breckenridge scores 20 unanswered in the fourth quarter to come back against Fowler. So, you know, we're going to get to see this Breckenridge team, and we already know if you got a lead on them, they can make it up on you. So it definitely has Ubley's full attention.
And for those keeping score at home, at least looking for your schedule here over the next 55 minutes, we'll start out with our game of the week, Marlette and Ubley, in just a moment here. Then Lakers at Hemlock, North Huron at Augray Sims. And then we'll take a break and we'll talk about then New Lothrop and Pawama Westphalia, Lakers' opponent, and then Fowler and Breckenridge, Ubley's opponent, to wrap up the game and the strong side for this week. Let's talk about the game of the week on the WLW Sports Network. That's the Ubley Bearcats hosting the Marlette Red Raiders in a Greater Thummy showdown for the district championship in Division 8. And the Ubley Bearcats struck first with 5:11 left in the first quarter. Evan Bruski finishes off the drive with a 7-yard run. The PAT is good for Mueller, makes it 7-0. Ubley leads at the end of the first quarter. More of Ubley in the second quarter, 6:33 left in the half, and Evan Bruski with his second score of the night. Another PAT from Mueller is good, makes it 14-0. And then Ubley's Evan Peruski through the air this time. A 15-yard pass to Kyle Sweeney. PAT for Mueller is good. Make it 21-0. I knew something was missing there. And it's 21-0 at the half. In the third quarter, More of Ubley again. Peruski with a 43-yard pass to Kyle Sweeney. An outstretched armed Kyle Sweeney. Somehow he brought that one in. Beautiful pass. Beautiful catch. More importantly, from Kyle Sweeney, makes it 28-0 after a made PAT. In the fourth quarter, two more scores. Logan Mueller and then also Jesus Sala getting the end zone to make it 42-0. Ubley blanks Marlette for a district championship. Their third district championship in 3 years.
I switched around on the sidelines in the second half, and the chain gang guys were kind of giving us some grief. They thought we all picked the scores too close, and obviously we were all wrong. We thought Marlette was coming in, really playing some good ball, and they were. Going through your game notes, Clark, that this Marlette team had the most yards in the Greater Thumb Conference, one of the most explosive offenses. They had just shut out Cassidy. Everything was trending their way, but Ubley is just proven on a different level. Offensively, this team is at its peak right now. I don't think the offense is really capable of playing much better, but the defense has caught up, and also helping that defense is the offense. And I'll go to the first two drives for Ubley. 13 play, I believe it was a combined 23 plays in those two drives, both double-digit play drives, and that's what the Bearcats want to do. There really weren't the big plays other than the Peruski to Sweeney 43-yarder. Other than that, it was getting, five, six, 7 yards at a time, but they weren't relying on the big plays, and they were just grinding Marlette down. And when you look at it, 46 carries, 250 yards. Maybe the yards were a little bit lower, but the carries were right where they were supposed to be, and the time of possession was so lopsided that Marlette was really against the eight ball. When they even got down by one touchdown, they had to answer. When they didn't answer and got down two, it was really ball game from that point, because Ubley was in complete control of the game.
This team, led by this coaching staff, they make better adjustments. They game plan. They study better and execute better than any coaching staff I think I've ever been a part of. It starts with them. They knew Marlette, beat them up in the first half the first time around, and they had a game plan to take that away. And they took Marlette right out of their game plan early, and then on top of that, this Ubley team scored in bunches all year long. They got big play after big play after big play. And it didn't happen on Friday. I mean, yes, the play action, they had everybody fooled on the 43-yard pass to Kyle Sweeney. But otherwise, they were patient, they were disciplined, and they wore down Marlette with 4 5-yard carries all the way up and down the field using the play clock, 7-minute drive, come back with a 7-minute drive again, score. This team can really beat you in a lot of ways. And you mentioned the offense helping out the defense, Paul, and vice versa. But this special teams all of a sudden is a weapon for this team. You see perfect on the extra points again was Brett Mueller. You saw multiple times where his kickoffs are inside the 10 or in the end zone every single time. Marlette tried to catch it at the 5 and return it. They were lucky to get back to the 15. The special teams coverage takes over, but with a kicker like that that can switch fields, can make extra points, and he virtually gets them an extra touchdown just by making all their extra points. This team is dangerous. They don't really have a weakness. They are physical, and they will work harder than anybody else.
You're so right, Dave, and you mentioned Brett Mueller, and you really got to single this kid out. I mean, kid's a weapon. He had 2 touchbacks. There you go. Ring the big bell for Brett Mueller, because he is creating long fields for the opposition, whether it be at the 20 or inside the 20. And that's a tall task to have to march the ball 80 yards on this Ubley defense, which has gotten better and better and better and is starting to peak at the right time. So no more of this starting at the 40 that we've seen in the past from Ubley. They haven't had that luxury of having a kicker. So Brett Mueller, absolute weapon, and they are using him right. And guess what? This kid can hit field goals too. There might come a time in this playoff run where the chips are down and he's going to have to hit a 35-yard field goal, and he is very well capable, or maybe even from 40. So just love the way he's developed, and we've seen him getting better and better and gain more confidence each week. And when you've got him doing that and the defense and offense doing their thing, it's a total package right now for the Bearcats.
Well, one thing
I mentioned the coaching staff there, Clark. You saw Marlette come in with a game plan. And when Ubley took their game plan away, you could see all of Marlette's hard work that week was gone. It was pretty much, well, that didn't work. I guess we'll just improvise and see what happens. And that won't work. You have to be prepared for everything. You have to have a counter to the counter to the counter when it comes to Ubley, because they will take away the first thing you give them. If you played them once before, that tape is the only thing that they think about, and they will try to eliminate everything you try to do. It's similar to the Bill Belichick theory. We're taking away your best player or your best play, beat us with something else. And we see time and time again that these teams in this area, when that best play or best player is taken away, the Ubley Bearcats win.
Colin Oberski actually led the rushing attack with 82 yards on 16 carries. Evan Peruski, 81 yards and 8 carries and 2 touchdowns on the ground. Mark Heilig, 11 carries for 55 yards. Logan Mueller, 6 carries for 13 yards and a score. And Jesus Sal, 2 carries for 9 yards and 1 touchdown. Through the air, Evan Peruski, 60% completion rate with 3 of 5 passing for 77 yards and 2 touchdowns. Receiving the ball, Cal Sweeney, 2 of those for 58 yards and 2 scores, and Kyle Nowerski the other reception for 19 yards. They held Marlette to just 78 yards rushing, 82 through the air as well. Like we said, Marlette the team with the most accumulated yards rushing and passing on the season, and Ubley held them to, 160 yards in the night. Pretty impressive defense here.
You mentioned Oberski, and I'm glad you did. He led the team in rushing, and he was the one in the first half that was really softening up that Marlette defense. He was the one getting those hard 3, 4, 5 yards to continue a drive, to get those first downs and to keep those drives going for the likes of Peruski and Heilig and the rest of those guys. But Colin Oberski has been the guy that's really probably, he's running with a purpose. He's a big back, 6 foot, 6'1", 200 pounds. He's the guy they go to. If they need a yard or two, Colin Oberski's going to get it. And he's running like a man possessed this year, and I really like to see it because that really completes that offense balance for them.
That 1-2 punch with him and Heilig has really turned out to be big, because when teams start to creep in and try to take away their lanes, that's the time that Peruski keeps it and hits them big. And you can see in the red zone, just when you forget about Logan Mueller, he punches in the touchdown, wide open for him to run in as they're trying to cover all the other guys we just mentioned. Then they hit you with Logan Mueller, and he scores the touchdown. When this team gets rolling, even 3-4 yards a crack, this team is very, very difficult to stop.
I think the most important possession of the game for Ubley was their third possession. They got the ball with little less than 2 minutes to go in the half, up 14-0. You're thinking to yourself, wow, this is kind of feeling like the Harbor Beach game from the week prior. If Marlette can get a stop here, Marlette gets the ball to the second half, maybe gets a score, and we got ourselves a ball game. Instead, Ubley, we talk about that wing T, grind it out. All of a sudden, here comes Ubley, pro set, spread, right down the field. I believe it was 8 plays, 72 yards, and capped off by Peruski to Sweeney for 15 yards. But it was just beautiful to watch this offense that is so controlled. Hey, they can open up and they can do some other things too, and they did it really well in a 2-minute drill.
That was our favorite thing to talk about after the game was minute 52, they go down and score with time still on the clock. And it was basically spread it out, snap it to Peruski in the shotgun, let him roll out, and make the decision. If there's a receiver, you take it. If not, use your legs and make a play. And when they spread everybody out, he's a very difficult player to tackle in the open space. And then when he gets that Steve Young left-handed flick going on right down the field, 43 yards effortlessly, he is a weapon, and they are just finally releasing the training wheels on him. You haven't seen him at his best yet. He runs the offense as a sophomore fantastically. He's understand his ability to run the ball. And as he develops, if they can find some playmakers, some 6'2 playmaker receivers of some kind outside of Cal Sweeney in the next couple of years, they'll be able to throw the ball at anybody if they want to.
Marlette ended up with leading led by Kyler Chisholm, one of the hardest running backs we've seen in quite some time, as well as on the defensive side with 14 carries, 63 yards. Jason Tenbush, the quarterback, 4 carries for 16 yards. And Grant Roberson, 1 carry for 4 yards. Jason Tenbush through the air 50% for 7 of 14 passing for 59 yards. Roberson brought in 5 of those receptions for 39 yards. Ubley now goes on to play Breckenridge in the regional championship hosted by Ubley. And that game will be Friday at 7 p.m. Coverage begins on Sports Radio 102.1 FM and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com at 6 p.m. This coming Friday, the game of the week, the Ubley Bearcats hosting the Breckenridge Huskies for a regional championship. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll discuss the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers in Division 7 right here on Sports Radio 102.1. Left, right, left side or right side, you're listening to The Strong Side. There are few things in life that are constant. Death, taxes, and back pain. And not only back pain, but your neck, your arm, your other arm, legs, feet, and other places. And it can really slow you down. It can keep you from your favorite hobbies, traveling, and even everyday life. So how do we take care of your body's aches and pains? Well, it's quite simple. Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. They have two convenient locations, just west of Light and Bad Axe, and on the east end of Sandusky. And they have extended hours, so there's no excuse. You don't have to be some sort of high-end athlete to be a part of Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. Patient recovery and rehabilitation is the top priority of their trained professionals, no matter the injury. They work with you to create a rehab program designed for you. It's that simple. So if you want to get active, once again, go to Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine in Bad Axe and Sandusky. Check it out for yourself at activephysicaltherapymi.com. That's activephysicaltherapymi.com in Bad Axe and Sandusky.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's can install your scope and sight in your gun at their range. Just set the dial and be ready for the shot of your lifetime with the help of Randy's Hunting Center. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle in .450 Bushmaster and .350 Legend. Over 100 variations of the .450 Bushmaster, including the Ruger .450. Go wild with factory muzzle brake, bronze Cerakote finish, and camouflage stock. We also have subsonic ammo for the .450, steel shot game loads, 22s, 17 caliber to 50 caliber on hand, along with thousands of pistols and AR rifles in stock. Visit randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Left side or right side, you're listening to The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1 in live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, and Paul P. Adams recapping the second week of the postseason right here on the WLW Sports Network. We've talked about the Ubbly Bearcats. Now let's shift our attention to Division 7. One of the hottest teams in the area would be the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, rolling through their last two opponents and really rolling through every opponent since that loss to Reese. They took out Bad Axe, they took out Tawas, and then the past 2 weeks have just been truly impressive for the Lakers, taking care of business the way they're supposed to take care of business, and it was no different in this week. In the first quarter, in the very first drive, though, it did not start out as planned. The Lakers actually had a bad snap on the shotgun snap, and they fumbled it, recovered by Hemlock, and then later, Robert Napic for Hemlock goes down and scores on a 14-yard touchdown run, makes it 7-0 Hemlock. But then for the remaining of the game, 28 unanswered points for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. 5:58 left in the first quarter. Connor McCain, a beautiful 43-yard pass to Dylan Wehner, ties it up with a 7-7 game with a Maniguet. PAT is good. And then the second quarter, another score. Connor McCain, a 6-yard pass to Dylan Wehner, makes it 14-7 after a made PAT, and that would be the halftime score. Thank you, Paul. In the third quarter, Lakers...
Always wanted to do that.
Never mind. Zach Kretschmer with a 24-yard run makes it 21-7. In the fourth quarter, another Zach Kretschmer run, this time 5 yards out, made PAT is good, 28-7. Lakers beats Hemlock for the district championship, their first since 2017. Lakers now 9-2 in the season, have won 4 in a row, and they get to travel to Pawama, West Philly on Saturday to take on the Pirates.
Well, we could talk about P-Dub in a second, but what I want to talk about first is the stat that just jumps off the screen to me. 270 rushing yards on 42 carries for the Lakers. Early this season, they go 2 games without getting 270 yards rushing. They got it 270 yards rushing in this game. Zach Kretschmer workhorse-like effort. He is getting better and better every week. They keep running that off tackle. If it isn't broke, don't fix it. They know what they're doing with it. 26 carries, 201 yards, two touchdowns for Kretschmer. When you can have a running game like that and a really special quarterback like Connor McCain, I think this kid gets overlooked. Connor McCain's a dual-threat quarterback. He can really get it done. He was 11 of 15, 146 yards passing, and he still ran for 67 yards. So what I'm seeing now is balance from the Lakers. And, so the offense has improved. This defense is vastly improved. We're seeing the best out of the Lakers. We're seeing the team that I think Coach Lavasser envisioned at the start of this season, and now it's coming to fruition, and they've got a chance. They're going on the road. They've got a tall task ahead of them against Paloma Westphalia, but here they are, first district championship since 2017.
Well, this team, you mentioned McCain and Kretschmer, not to take anything away from those two guys, but Kretschmer was always supposed to be a big part of this offense. The off tackle, no different than the wing T. You got your guy that's going to tackle, attack the tackles and try to bounce it outside, and you got your guy that's going to attack the middle. Wisner was supposed to be that guy that attacks the middle, keeps the defense honest. And I think what they discovered is that McCain became that guy. He's the guy that attacks up the middle. He's the guy that grinds out the 3 and 4 yards, and that allows Kretschmer to take those off-tackle runs after the defense comes in to keep an eye on McCain. And then Kretschmer, utilizing that speed, attacks the outside. So I really like how they work inside and out. It took them many, many weeks to find that between the tackle guy. And long behold, it was the guy that takes the snaps in McCain. So I got to give him credit for that. McCain's passing game, vastly improved. But the running game is opening up the passing game, especially for guys like Wainer, who is an absolute beast. He is a true Saturday afternoon wide receiver. Throw it up to him. Let him go get it. He can beat you with a slant, take it to the house. He's a red zone threat, can go up and get a jump ball. This guy is a go-get-the-ball-at-its-peak type guy, and they utilize him 4, 5, 6 times a game. And then you love the dump-off guys, Collison, Russell, and Kretschmer. I love what this offense is doing. The defense is reacting because of it. And then again, you add Manigant kicking those extra points. Those are almost automatic points for this team, and that helps them stay in games.
Yeah, all this starts with the offensive line, too. And Coach Lavasser sends out his emails, his text, and after a game, he usually gives a few comments, and he singled out the entire offensive line: Luke Braun, Peyton Kinney, Charlie. How do you pronounce Charlie's name? Sinisi. Sorry about that. Blaine Red, James McArdle, Michael Good, Colton Overvides, and Logan Collison Russell. All those guys are responsible for the run blocking, or the opening up the running lanes and what they do for the running game, and also protecting Connor McCain. So those guys, they've really come together, gelled as a unit, that offensive line, and now you're seeing the skill guys take advantage of it. So, it's not just the skill guys. It's those guys that I just mentioned, and I butchered one of those names, and I apologize to them. But, those guys are the guys that are getting it done, getting dirty, and allowing this offense to really reach its full potential.
Yeah, and it's too bad they're in the division that they are, because Paloma Westphalia is just a powerhouse. And obviously, Lakers, they are going to have to travel to Paloma. They are going to be the underdogs. But so what? You were the underdogs from the opening kickoff this year, and you looked like the underdog the first few weeks. But they turned it around, and it took until week 8 to showcase that they are for real. They are a good football team. They are a great football team. And they are playing like it now, and they are rolling in. They second to nobody. So, yes, Paloma is going to be favored. This is going to be a giant task. But you go out there and throw your best punch at Paloma Westphalia, and you happen to beat them, all eyes are going to be on the Lakers from this point forward.
When I talked to Coach Lavasser today, he said, Paloma Westphalia is the best team in Division 7, but they're beatable. Now, in order to do so, if the Lakers are going to do this, they're going to have to absolutely be perfect. We go back to that first possession where they fumbled and gave a touchdown to Hemlock. That can't happen against Paloma Westphalia. So right there, can't commit the turnovers, can't commit penalties. Got to, in one thing Coach Lavasser said, they got to be crisp and confident in their play calling. There can't be any hesitation. So it's going to take a perfect game, but they're not going in there just to show up and, you know, take a 2.5-3 hour bus ride over to Palamo and feel happy about it. I think this team has the weapons. They have the confidence. They have the momentum to do it. It's going to be an upset. No way, shape, or form, or, you know, no way hiding it. It's going to be an upset if they do it. But if there's a team right now in our area that can do it, not named Ubley, it's Lakers.
No question about it. They have to remain patient and understand that the 40-yard pass plays and the 25-yard run plays probably aren't going to come very often. So get your two, three, 4 yards of play, move on to the next one, and consider that a win. If they can stay patient, move the change, keep PW's offense off the field, they can hang around, and if you hang around long enough, you'll get your chance at a win.
They were led by Zach Kretschmer at 26 carries for 201 yards and 2 scores. Connor McCain, 15 carries, 67 yards. McCain threw the air 11 of 15 passing, no interceptions, 146 yards and 2 scores. Dylan Wehner, 4 receptions, 71 yards and the 2 touchdowns. Zach Kretschmer, 2 receptions. And Logan Collison-Russell, 2 receptions as well. Hemlock, Robert Napik, their running back, 18 carries, 118 yards. And then passing, Max Dininger, 7 of 19 and 2 interceptions for 143 yards. Lakers will play at Pomona Westphalia Saturday at, I do believe, is 1 o'clock.
1 p.m., yes.
And that game will be on Thumb Tailgater, so you'll be able to listen to that one as well. In 8-player football, the North Huron Warriors were up against the Aggrey Sims Wolverines. It was a good weekend to be a Wolverine as well, but in the first quarter, Aggrey Sims actually scores first less than 3 minutes in the game with a Mason Van Sickle quarterback keep, 89 yards. The 2-point conversion is good, makes it 8-0 Aggrey Sims. North Huron then fumbles less than a minute later. It's recovered by Aggrey Sims. The Wolverines cannot do anything with it, and Will Case then, in return with 3:50 left in the first quarter, scores his first touchdown of the day. 2-point conversion from Case is good. It's tied 8-0. Then they exchange touchdowns pretty much back and forth. Aggrey scores, North Huron scores, Aggrey Sims scores. Actually, Aggrey Sims threw an interception in North Huron's end zone with 9:23 left in the second quarter. And then North Huron, about 5 minutes later, 4.5 minutes later, Will Case with a 1-yard run makes it 22-16 North Huron by 6 points. But then Aggrey Sims responds less than a minute later with a Van Sickle 42-yard run makes it 22-22. And then 2:18 left in the second quarter, North Huron's Will Case with a 31-yard run for his 4th score of the day.
4 for you, Glen Coco. You go, Glen Coco.
To make it 28-22, North Huron by 6. And then by then, Aggrey Sims scores, North Huron scores. And with 24 seconds left in the first half, Van Sickle with a 30-yard pass to Keegan Bender makes it 36-all at the half. In the third quarter, Aggrey Sims scores first with the Mason Van Sickle quarterback keep. Makes it 42-36. North Huron then with 2:40 left in the third quarter is stopped on 4th down at Aggrey Sims' 7-yard line. Cannot punch it in to tie up the ballgame, if not take the lead. In the fourth quarter, 8:55 left in the fourth, Aggrey Sims, Keegan Bender with a 2-yard run makes it 48-36, up by 12. In less than a minute to play, North Huron's Will Case with a 28-yard pass to Jordan Coleman brings him within 6 points, but obviously the onside kick did not work, and they cannot find the end zone again, falling short in the regional championship 48-42. North Huron finishes the season at 10-1.
Actually, the onside kick did work.
It did work.
It did work. North Huron had an opportunity on 4th down, went for the end zone, and didn't get it. So, the onside kick
that
was
chills.
Recovered. It's a lot to unpack in this game. I'm sure if you'd have told Coach Chad Knobloch at the beginning of this game, you're going to rush for 361 yards. 5 touchdowns, 48 carries. He'd take it all day long. That's what North Huron does. Not in his wildest dreams that he believed he was going to give up 459 yards on 50 carries. I really thought North Huron's defense would be able to rise to the occasion. And they just couldn't contain Van Sickle. This kid was absolutely amazing. This quarterback for Aggrey Sims ran for 271 yards and threw for 202. This is 8-player football, folks. When you got a guy like a Van Sickle that's that special, that can win you games. And it's not to say North Huron didn't have a special player in themselves. Will Case rushed for 264 yards, 5 touchdowns, threw for 116 and another touchdown. So it was quite a showcase, but the Warriors came up short. And, this one, you talk to Coach Knobloch today, it still stings. They really thought they should have had this game.
Well, I look at just a couple scenarios, situations that I think North Huron let it slip through their grasp. They score 59 seconds for the half to go up six. And that stood out to me because when we were following the game via Twitter, when we were at the Ubley game, we were watching it. Will Case scored that fifth touchdown of the first half, mind you. 59 seconds left. North Huron goes up six. We went, all right, there we go. North Huron can go into the half with a lead, momentum on their side, see what happens later. But no, with 59 seconds left, they kick off, and they allow Augre and Van Sickle to throw a 30-yard touchdown pass and score with still 24 seconds left to go in the half. We go into halftime tied, and I really think North Huron's bubble started to leak air at that point, and obviously it burst when they didn't get that conversion with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, and they were on the 7-yard line and turned the ball over on downs and proceeded to go down by two scores, allowing Gray to go down the field and score. Those were the two situations where I thought this Mac Schools-type game where it's high-scoring, no-defense-type situation. I thought those two scenarios really were the back-breaking moments for North Huron. If their defense comes up with a stop before the half, I think this game goes a lot different. Or if they get that fourth down conversion and score in the middle of the third quarter.
You're right, Dave. Having seen North Huron three times this year, that those are situations that they take advantage of and they pride themselves in scoring. But, just wrapping up on this North Huron season, put this into perspective what was accomplished this year. School record by almost 100 points in points scored. First ever undefeated regular season, never been done in school history, and matched their school record for wins. So this was a tremendous run for this team. And for these seniors, a guy like Will Case, he's been on this team for 3-4 years, and they've had a great run of putting North Huron on the map. I think they were back-to-back semifinals before this. So this has been just an unprecedented run for North Huron football, and it came to a really disappointing end. But, as the sting of this disappears, I hope they reflect on what they were able to accomplish, because when you look back through all the great teams that have ever been at North Huron, this team accomplished some things that have never been done and may never be done again.
Augre Sims now goes on to play Colon, the Magi, who are 10-1 in the season, and had North Huron won that game, it would have been home against Colon next week in the semifinals. It's time for a short break. When we return, we're going to take a look at the opponents of Lakers and Ubley for next week in the regional championship of 11-player football, right here on Sports Radio 102.1, left side or right side. You're listening to The Strong Side. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows
your name. For well over a century, we've taken a large measure of pride in our community support. Nowhere is this more evident than the spirit shared with our area school sports teams. This is Brent Wayner from Thumb Bank and Trust. It takes hard work and dedication to make a team succeed. At Thumb Bank, we're the team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it be for your college education, your home, a car loan, agribusiness, commercial lending, or a checking, savings, or retirement account, we'll help you achieve your goals and win in the game of life. Stop by one of our offices today and let us see what we can do for you. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC. You want to be where everybody knows your
name. There are few things in life that are constant: death, taxes, and back pain. And not only back pain, but your neck, your arm, your other arm, legs, feet, and other places. And it can really slow you down. It can keep you from your favorite hobbies, traveling, and even everyday life. So how do we take care of your body's aches and pains? Well, it's quite simple. Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. They have two convenient locations, just west of Light and Bad Axe, and on the east end of Sandusky. And they have extended hours, so there's no excuse. You don't have to be some sort of high-end athlete to be a part of Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. Patient recovery and rehabilitation is the top priority of their trained professionals, no matter the injury. They work with you to create a rehab program designed for you. It's that simple. So if you want to get active, once again, go to Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine in Bad Axe and Sandusky. Check it out for yourself at activephysicaltherapymi.com. That's activephysicaltherapymi.com in Bad Axe and Sandusky.
Thompson Car Company, Thompson Chevrolet, and Wolverine Auto Brokers, the most reputable car companies in the Thumb, are combining forces to serve you even better than ever before. That's right, Thompson Car Company, part of Thompson Chevrolet, has merged with Wolverine Auto Brokers in Bad Axe to provide the best car buying experience in the Thumb.
This is Travis Thompson from Thompson Chevrolet in Ubley and Wolverine Auto Brokers in Bad Axe. With the merger of Thompson Car Company and Wolverine Auto Brokers in Bad Axe, we can now provide our customers with a greater buying experience along with service after the sale at our Wolverine Auto Brokers Service Center facility.
That's right, Travis. This is Dave Nye, Service Manager at Wolverine Auto Brokers in Bad Axe. If you want the best service for your car, truck, van, or SUV, come see us. We carry top brands of tires, as well as many other mechanical services like shocks, brakes, tune-ups, oil changes, check engine light diagnosis, and more.
So if you want the best car buying experience in the Thumb with service after the sale, come see us at Wolverine Auto Brokers in Bad Axe and Thompson Chevrolet in Ubley, serving our friends and neighbors since 2006.
Left side or right side, you're listening to The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1 and live worldwide at WLWSports.com. If you want to go back and listen to our broadcast from Friday night or any broadcast from this year or previous years, just go to WLWSports.com and click on the Replays tab, and you can find every single broadcast we've had in recent history, at least in the past 4 years, are on there, and then beyond that as well, all of our Strong Sides as well. And we've talked about the Ubley Bearcats victory. We've talked about the Lakers victory. Now let's talk about the teams that they will be facing off in this third week of the postseason. If you think about it, there are just 8 teams remaining in every single division. And in Division 7, we have one local team. And in Division 8, we have one local team. And we'll start out with the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers in Division 7. They are going up against Pauwamo Westphalia. For those who may be new to the scene, Pauwamo Westphalia may be one of the biggest names in high school football in the state of Michigan. Consider them the Alabama, per se, or Georgia, the SEC of MHSA football. They are an absolute powerhouse when you take a look at it. They are the... Friday night was their 9.5 straight district championship. They did not win the district championship last year because they didn't play in it. They would have won that game anyway. But they are the 3-time state champs in 2016, 17, and 19. They've made to the finals since 2011 just 6 times, and they've won it 3 times. It's an absolute powerhouse of a program. They are led this past week with Troy Wertman with 139 yards and 2 scores, Dak Ewald with 91 yards and a touchdown. Troy Wertman is also the quarterback. He threw for 86 yards and 2 scores, receiving the ball, Grant Pohl and Evan Drost, each with a reception. They, like you said, Lakers are going to have to play a perfect game, but Pauwamo Westphalia is beatable. We saw Harbor Beach beat Pauwamo Westphalia back, I think it was 2013, and we've seen Pauwamo Westphalia go up against Lakers back in 2017, also for the regional championship, this time on Pauwamo Westphalia's field.
That time didn't go so well for the Lakers. I believe that was 34-0.
It's a cold game.
It was a very cold game, and Pauwamo does what Pauwamo does. If you don't know what this team is, they're a Thumb team that plays northwest of Lansing. They are from Pauwamo, Westphalia. So like Elkton, Pigeon Bay, Port Lakers, they have a combined community. And this is a public school of a small size that has won 3 state championships and 2 runner-up in the last decade. You got to respect that from a school that's, what, a shade over 300 right around there. I don't know what their enrollment is. So, to sustain this kind of success and to be back. Now, we talked about they lost last season because they were forced to forfeit COVID, due to COVID. That motivates a team.
Just a little bit.
So the players who are back, obviously you can't make up for the seniors that were lost off that team, but the players who are back, they're motivated. They didn't lose last year. They ended their season with a win on the field, and COVID took that away from them. So, they definitely have a point to prove. And in a stacked Division 7 that features Traverse City, St. Francis, Jackson, Lumen Christi, and a few others, Pauwamo still might be the best of that bunch.
No question about it. It starts with Troy Wertman, too. I mean, dual threat quarterback. He could pass it. He could throw it. There's not anything this guy can't do. he is obviously going to be the toughest guy to stop, but they will beat you with power football. They could go ahead and throw it all over you if they want to. This is an offense that is extremely dangerous, and their defense is second to nobody as well. But I'm glad you guys mentioned it. With them having to forfeit last season, in a season where I think a lot of people would have chosen them to win the state championship again, here they are, probably the number one ranked team in Division 7. They could probably win the state title in Division 6 if things were to go their way. This is that type of team. They are extremely good, and it's a good thing the Lakers are hot because they are going to have to utilize that and pull every trick out of the playbook they can to hang with this team and have a shot to win.
And one thing, Dave, Lakers are going to have to find a way to do something only two teams have done against this team all year: score double-digit points. Only two teams, and one of them was last week. New Lothrop scored 21 points. So single digits, it's not going to cut it against New Pomona Westphalia. You know, Lakers are going to have to probably get into the 20s in order to really give themselves an opportunity to win this game. So they're going to have to find a way to crack this defense that really hasn't budged much all year.
Hence why you said you got to be perfect. They're going to have to find a way to score 20, 28 points, which is a task in itself. Oh, and by the way, you got to keep them less than 28, a team that probably averages 45 or more a night.
40.3, actually, Dave, to be specific. And on defense, they allow just 6 points per game. So, yes, definitely strong on both sides of the ball, but definitely beatable. Let's talk about the Upley Bearcats opponent now. That's the Breckenridge Huskies. They beat Fowler 41-32 in a pretty wild game. It was 6-0 Fowler at the end of the first quarter, 18-14 Fowler at halftime, and it was even 32-21 Fowler at the end of the third quarter. But then Breckenridge scores 3 straight touchdowns, 20 unanswered points to win by 9 points, 41-32 over Fowler. Breckenridge 9-2 in the season. They've won 7 in a row. They began their season losing 2 of their first 3 games, including Hemlock, which they lost 33-8. And ever since, they've won 7 straight. Sounds kind of familiar. It's kind of like the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, if you think about it. Struggled initially and then have been rolling ever since. And I think you have, Luke Saunders, quarterback, dual threat quarterback. This past week, he was 16 of 21 through the air for 261 yards and 3 scores. And on the ground, he also had additional 3 touchdowns on 11 carries at 118 yards. His favorite receiver, Jace Horman, 10 receptions, 212 yards, and all 3 passing touchdowns.
Granted, Breckenridge is a good offensive team, but they still allowed 32 points to Fowler.
You got something against Fowler or
no,
what?
I got nothing against Fowler, but I'm telling you, Fowler is not Ubley. And Ubley's going to score on this team, and Ubley's going to score often on this team. I don't think Breckenridge can stop Ubley from scoring. I think you're going to see something similar to last week where Ubley maybe has the ball 5, 6, 7 times and they're going to score on every one of them and they're going to get enough stops to win the game or maybe even blow out Breckenridge. Or the other scenario is this could be like we saw a couple of years ago, Saginaw Nouvelle and Ubley, which ended up 56-36, big plays all over the place. Either way you cut it, Ubley wins this game. And another reason Ubley's going to win this game, Breckenridge has not played a wing T team this year. They have not seen the wing T. And even if you have seen the wing T, you haven't seen it how Ubley runs it. Advantage Ubley, playing Friday night. They're going to work on their fakes this week and really get those going. I think Ubley has their way offensively against this team. This could be what we've seen early in the season. Big plays. Mark Hiley could have one of those fullback trap kind of games where he goes off. I think this is tailor-made for Ubley to win this game.
Breckenridge is one of those teams where they are all about scoring points. They'll figure the defense out later. It's just not a priority to them. And I think that they're going to score some points. I really do. I think Ubley's defense is good. I think they've gotten better. But this Breckenridge team prides themselves, especially Luke Saunders, on scoring points. I think he's going to move the ball on them. Will they have success in the red zone? Can they get the big play? I don't know. I think Breckenridge will score points. There's no doubt in my mind Ubley scores points too. So I think we're in a high-scoring affair. I do like Ubley's chances in this game a lot. I don't want to say blowout. I don't want to say running clock, anything like that, because I do believe Breckenridge has the ability to score on anyone at any time, which is always dangerous. But Ubley is always comes prepared, always finds ways to win, and I like their chances on Friday.
I was going to say, you don't get to the regional championship just by chance, especially in Division 7 or Division 8. Breckenridge averages 33 points on offense, 17 on defense, And it's time for a short break. When we return, we'll highlight this game and preview the game of the week. The Breckenridge Huskies on the road at the Ugly Bearcats in the third week of the postseason, the regional championship, on Sports Radio 102.1. Left side or right side, you're listening to The Strong Side.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's can install your scope and sight in your gun at their range. Just set the dial and be ready for the shot of your lifetime with the help of Randy's Hunting Center. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle in .450 Bushmaster and .350 Legend. Over 100 variations of the .450 Bushmaster, including the Ruger .450. Go wild with factory muzzle brake, bronze Cerakote finish, and camouflage stock. We also have subsonic ammo for the .450, steel shot game loads, 22s, 17 caliber to 50 caliber on hand, along with thousands of pistols and AR rifles in stock. Visit randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
For well over a century, we've taken a large measure of pride in our community support. Nowhere is this more evident than the spirit shared with our area school sports teams. This is Brent Wayner from Thumb Bank and Trust. It takes hard work and dedication to make a team succeed. At Thumb Bank, we're the team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it be for your college education, your home, a car loan, agribusiness, commercial lending, or a checking, savings, or retirement account, we'll help you achieve your goals and win in the game of life. Stop by one of our offices today and let us see what we can do for you. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
One of Schur's three senior living communities is Country Gardens Assisted Living. Carissa Hayes is the manager of Country Gardens and is here to tell us her favorite part of the job.
You sit with them and talk to them one-on-one, and they are happy to be there, happy to show you their apartments, which are individually decorated how they want. It's their stuff from home. They are proud and happy to be there, and they are dressed beautifully from head to toe, walk down the hallways with smiles on their faces. They're happy too.
So how do you know when it's time for assisted living at Country Gardens?
When your parents are in that in-between stage where they just need help cooking and a little help to make sure that they're not going to fall throughout the day, that's what we provide. That worry as their child goes away, the guilt that you have being their child and feeling like you have to care for your parents, but you still have to work full-time. We fill them with activities, visits, and food, and if I had to put my dad somewhere, I'd want him where he would keep busy and fulfilled. That is what we do.
To learn more, go to Schur.org/senior living. Schur Senior Living. Better health, better life. Are you sure? Left side or right side, you're listening to The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Thank you for all of our listeners out there, including Dan Banky, our spotter, spotting from a distance even when he's not on duty. I love it. Hey, let's talk about the final 6 minutes here, what the next week of the postseason will look like. We've already kind of highlighted the Lakers and Pomona West Philly game. Let's talk a little bit more about that Ugly Breckenridge game, which will be the game of the week on Sports Radio 102.1. And live worldwide at WLWSports.com. And by the sounds of it, you'll have your choice. You could listen to a different radio station every quarter for this game, and you would have options, let me put it that way. But the Ugly Bearcats, 11-0. Breckenridge Huskies, 9-2. Luke Saunders on the season, 122-201 for 1,978 yards and 24 touchdowns, 4 interceptions through 11 games for Luke Saunders, the senior quarterback, number 12 for Breckenridge. Rushing the ball, he has 840 yards, 118 carries on 19 touchdowns. He averages 7 yards per carry. Paul, what you got?
Well, we're ringing in Dave.
Yeah.
When I talked to Coach Eric Sweeney today about Luke Saunders, obviously he that had Coach Sweeney's full attention, and I asked him, you know, you face some dual threat quarterbacks this year. Who does he kind of remind you of? And he said he reminded him of Tanton Babcock. He's big, he's physical. The only difference is Luke Saunders is left-handed. So the good thing is for the Ubley defense is they have a left-handed quarterback to practice against. So that's going to help them get used to those looks from the left-handed side. But obviously, this Luke Saunders player, he's a load. He can get it done on the ground and through the air. But one thing we didn't really see, you know, he completed 16 passes. Those are great. 10 of those went to the same guy. So his distribution is not great, at least in this game. So I'm kind of interested to see if Ubley can bracket Jace Horman and really kind of corral him. Who else could Luke Saunders throw to? If Horman's covered, maybe that'll be the key to really keeping Saunders in check. But again, I go back to the defense, Breckenridge's defense. I think this defense can be had. I think it's going to be exposed by a team like Ubley. This wing T has been clicking, and it's got the X factor that most wing T teams don't have. It's got Evan Peruski, who when you need it and you need a play, go back to that game Friday night against Marlette. First quarter, third and four, delay of game backs Ubley up to third and nine. Looks like that first drive is going to stall out at midfield. Evan Peruski says, I'll make up for my mistake. That delay of game was on him. He rolls out, gets the first down. They keep going, then they score. That's something that most wing T teams don't have, is a quarterback that can really make plays in space, and that's what Evan Peruski does, that he's the X factor. And then when you – but he's not the only factor in this for the Bearcats. But when the chips are down, the Bearcats need a play. Evan Peruski's there. And then when you have the rest of those backs doing what they're doing, Heilig, Mueller, Oberski getting all those yards, and it's all working together. And then you've got Kyle Sweeney catching those balls. This is just a tall order for any defense left in Division 8 to figure out how to stop Ubley. Ubley's seen every gimmick that you can imagine, and they've answered the call every single time.
It'll be interesting to see if Breckenridge is able to pass the ball. That's really what it comes down to for me. We were talking at the break. You know, it seems like Breckenridge is giving up points where Ubley is not, and we think that's their biggest advantage. Besides the fact that we don't think Breckenridge has seen much of the wing T. So you put those things together, we really like Ubley's chances. But I believe that their secondary is going to be tested as hard as they've been tested all year. And if they can pass that test, they'll handle Breckenridge no problem.
Saunders' favorite receiver, Jace Horman, number 99. He has almost 99 catches. No, 42 catches on the season for 890 yards and 12 touchdowns. He's also the state champion in the 4x100 rally or relay on track. So he certainly has some speed there. And last week, 10 receptions for 212 yards and 3 touchdowns against Fowler alone. And on defense, they have a beast at outside linebacker, number 10, Kramer Lawrence, a senior. 8 tackles last week, 93 tackles on the season, 3 tackles for a loss. An interception in there as well. I think we should see a pretty good matchup here, but I think it definitely leans in favor of the Ubley Bearcats.
Yeah, I think this game's tailor-made for Ubley. What the score is going to be, I'm not sure, but I'm confident that Ubley wins this game as long as they do what they do. Don't commit the penalties. Don't commit turnovers. Obviously, you know, Ubley starts turning the ball over and not converting when they need to convert. Yeah, this could be a pretty close game.
You'll hear all the action on this Friday at 7 p.m. kickoff, with coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Paul P. Adams with the Media Roundtable, as well as Dan Banky. All the action coming up this week, Friday at 7 p.m. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. Thank you for listening to The Strong Side tonight. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you for all of our listeners. As the road to Ford Field continues and continues to be shorter, right here on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network.
This has been a presentation of the WLEW Sports Network. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just search for WLEW Sports. Your home for high school football is the WLEW Sports Network.